at what point after this accident did you go back to work? How long did you take off? And
you know, the old, it's funny, sailors are, they're a strange breed. Because I went back to the Union Hall a couple of weeks after I got out of the hospital to re-register. And
how long were you in the hospital for?
I was in the hospital for a week.
Just a week?
Yeah. They,
very lucky.
They thought that I had had a heart attack in the water, but it was just the enzymes being raised because of all the uncontrollable shivers. So they watched me for a week. So I went back to the Union Hall and registered, got my vacation check, made sure I got that. And all the old sailors are saying, don't go back to sea. You'll never have to work another day in your life. You're set for life. Don't go back to sea. So I took their advice, and I took about 8 months off. And back then, we used to get, the money was incredible. I could make $10,000 a month easily. And every day I worked, I got a day's paid vacation. So I had accumulated maybe 5 or 6 months vacation, so I took it.
Where did you go? What did you do?
Oh, for vacation? Oh, I did everything.
you were married at the time.
I was married. My ex-wife was a teacher, so she had to be in school. But, you know, I went out and I bought myself a new boat.
You went around back on the water?
Oh, I did. As a matter of fact, like I say, I took 8 months off, and I decided I couldn't wait around for the lawsuit was going to be years and years and years. So there was a brand new ship that was being launched out of the Quincy shipyard that was going to replace the Marine Electric.
So which ship was this?
It's called the Energy Independence. And I knew the director of Keystone Shipping, and I lined myself up so that I could get the job. And I did get one of the third officer's job on the Energy Independence. It went right by the same spot that the Marine Electric sank.
Did you stop? Was there any memorial or a moment of silence? Anything to mark?
No. They put a navigational marker to let people know where the ship sank so you didn't run over and hit it.
How far under the water did it sink?
120 feet.
120
so
feet.
It's well within the average diver or amateur diver could dive down there. In fact, they did go down and they stole the ship's bell. They've taken other things, portholes and stuff like that off of it. But I went back to sea for a couple of years. And then...
After eight months,
I went back. I took an assignment on the Energy Independence and I stayed on that for a while.